Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we celebrate the gift that you have given to the world, your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you are the reason for this season. And we are thankful for all you have provided, even in the midst of the pandemic. Lord, many are hurting, many lack resources. So we ask for your provision. Father God, we thank you for your peace, joy, and healing. We ask, O Father God, for your continued blessing upon us, strengthening us through these difficult days. We thank you and we praise you. We magnify and glorify your name. In the wonderful, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Yes. Jesus is the reason for the season. And the title of my message today is A Season to Praise and Worship. And that season is now. A Season to Praise and Worship. Yesterday was Christmas. We celebrated the birth of Jesus. It was the climax of the Christian, of the Christmas season. And although it was celebrated with gifts to each other, we can look and have insight to what it was like for the first Christmas. The first Christmas that was celebrated first by the angels, yes, bringing the news that the greatest gift to mankind, Jesus, the gift of divinity that came down to live with humanity, Emmanuel, God, with us. And when that happened, heaven rejoiced. This great announcement of Jesus's birth came to the lowly shepherds. And we say lowly because they had the lowest job in that society at that time. They were the Jews who were occupying the lowest position in their culture. They were the ones that the angels appeared to tell them about Jesus, the greatest gift. And yes, they went out to receive that gift from heaven. We can look to the Gospel of Luke, where this event was so beautifully described. The scriptures stated in Luke 2nd chapter, and I'll read beginning at verse 8. And it says, "Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord.' And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." And then the scripture continues. It says, "So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told by them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Verse 20 said, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They were praising and glorifying God. They were in a state of worship because of the angels coming to them. The angels was in a state of praise and worship. And here are the shepherds in the praise and worship. A season when Jesus came, it was a season of praise and worship from the heavens to the earth. They ran in haste to seek the Lord. It was all about the gift of Jesus. The angels were not sent to the chief priests and the religious leaders of the day, but the poor shepherds who were keeping sheep. And their response was praise and worship. And then they evangelized everyone they met. They said, with great joy, heaven is in a state of praise and worship. It was a season of praise and worship. And we see another set of men who were seeking Jesus at this time. They were called the wise men from the east. They came seeking Jesus, the king, the new king of the Jews. They came following the star. They left their country and they came on a long journey looking for this child king. Yes, they were not Jews, they were foreigners, but they came looking for Jesus. And the scripture says in Matthew, the second chapter, beginning at verse 1, I can read, "And now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" Yes, it was a season of worship and praise as these non-Jews seek the Lord. Yes. Oh, there were others had other ways. Because Herod, the scripture said, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ child was to be born. And when they gave him that information, they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." Yeah, the prophets foretold this. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are you not the least among the rulers of Judah? out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. So they told Herod. And Herod, being the schemer that he is, he secretly called the wise men and told them that to go. He sent them to Bethlehem and he said, go and search out carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. You know, there's always this evil intent to destroy. It was a lie. He was nothing but a liar. And he wanted to spin the truth in order to do evil. He wanted to kill Jesus. The religious leaders of the day were just political pawns, not anything different we find out sometimes today. They were not concerned about the people. They knew the word. They knew the word, but they did not live the word. They got caught up in the political system. They didn't join the wise men on the trip over to Bethlehem. No, they did not. But Herod sent them on a mission to find out and come back and tell them. But the scripture says, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. They followed the star. They followed God's direction. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Yes, they did. Because it went before them, and the star, the scripture said, it came and stood over where the young child was. It took them to the exact place. My God is an exact God. They took them to, you know, he don't need the GPS system. You know, he doesn't have to follow the Google map. No, no, no. That star saw the young child and knew where that child with Mary, his mother, was, and fell down right over where that child was. The scripture said, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child, talking about the three wise men, and they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him, or gave him the gifts, to him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yes, they fell down and worshipped him. It was a season of praise and worship. God protected them, for he said, the scripture stated that, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Yes, God protects those that seek him, that want to get to know him. And they left there, they worshiped the king, and they left there knowing that they met Jesus, the newborn king. You and I need to come to that knowing of Christ and be in that season of worship and praise, praise and worship. The things that Jesus did as he was man on the earth, as he was flesh among us, was unwrapped in the Gospels, was unwrapped all through the Old and New Testament, that gift. It is the Word of God, and it is in the Bible. We always have the saying, what will Jesus do? It is not about what will Jesus do. It is about what are we going to do with what Jesus did. Yes, it's what Jesus did. Let us question ourselves with some of these things and recognize the things that he did and will still even do it today. That beautiful Christmas song written by Mark Laurie that says, Mary, did you know? Today I want to ask myself, I want to ask you, did you know? And the only way you can know is through the word of God. But did you know? He asked Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? I ask you, did you know it? It's in the word. Did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters in the world? He saved us from our sins. Did you know that Jesus, that baby boy, would make you new? Yes, he said we are new creators in Christ Jesus. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Yes, that child you delivered, Mary, will soon deliver you. He delivered us. He came as our deliverer. He delivered us from our sins. It's in the word. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind? We saw it. He healed the blind. Oh, Father, he healed the blind. Did you know he would calm the storm? He just said to them, peace, be still. Yes, that baby boy born in Bethlehem, he walked where angels trod. And did you realize when you held him in your arms that you had and kissed him, you kissed the face of God? Yes. Because in John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, Emmanuel, God with us. It's in the Word. Did you know? Yes, he made the blind see, and the deaf to hear, and the lame to leap, and the dumb to speak. Yes, he did. And if you ask Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, they would tell you, he rose Lazarus from the dead. It's in the word. Did you know? You've got to seek him like the wise men did. You've got to praise and worship him. It's a season, and he is the reason for the season. Yes. That baby boy, the one that was there from creation, the Word. Yes, the question is asked of Mary that, did you know that baby boy will rule all nations? And did you know that baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? Yes, we know, because he died on that cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Yes, I know, the perfect lamb. That sleeping child in Mary's arms, he was the great I am. And they asked, the songwriter asked, Mary, did you know? Today I asked, do you know? Do you know? He was the perfect sacrifice. Did you know? Yes, the prophets of old knew it. Old, it is told in the Old Testament by the prophet Isaiah when he penned the words, for unto us, and I'm reading from Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, the foretelling of the prophecy of Jesus, the greatest gift, unwrapped in the Old and New Testament of the Word of God. Do you know? Do you know him? This is a season of praise and worship to thank God for the greatest gift that made the sacrifice for our sins. The songwriter said, joy to the world! The Lord is come. He's here because he sent that Holy Spirit that testifies of him. And we can thank him and praise him for this season, for he is the reason for the season. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And Happy New Year to you all. God bless. Amen.